Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the TMGS. The time is now 6:06 p.m. on the East Coast, 3:06 p.m. on the West Coast. Today's date is March the 26th, 2022, and you're tuning into the Michael Gay Show with my co-host Janet Davis and a few other co-hosts that will not be able to make the show, but some are going to be able to chime in momentarily. So again, thank you for joining me. I'm going to open up mics because I got to tell you guys something here first, though. I had programmed this show into the board on Blog Talk, like, earlier, much earlier, right? And so I typed in everything, and Blog Talk is really funny because you have to fill in all the blanks. There's no getting around it. There's no N/A. You got to fill it all in. And I did all that, right? I know I'm set. I'm cool. I was just recently listening to another show that had our guest that is coming up on their show earlier, which is great because we're actually continuing the conversation in a sense with these lovely, talented ladies. But back to my story. So I go to log into the board. I call the number I have to call, put in my passcode, and the little lady says, "There are no scheduled shows for the next 24 hours. I'm like, what the fuck did she just say? So I'm in panic mode. I'm like, no. You can't be telling me this did not take. So in less than 2.5 to 3 minutes, I had to just, you know, type. I had to go ahead and pull up Blog Talk board, go in there and fill in all that information because otherwise, you guys would have been sitting there like, what the hell is going on? Which I'm pretty sure at 6 o'clock, if you called in at 6 o'clock, you were like, what the hell is going on, Michael? You know, and I don't get it with Blog Talk. I mean, I know I confirmed it, but, you know, it is what it is. But thankfully, we're here because thankfully the ladies are not scheduled for the first hour, for the second hour, so it gave me time to get the board up and running. So without further ado, let's get it started. It's not the first time it's happened, I'm going to tell you. Some of you that have been dealing with different networks or have been followers or hosts or whatever on other networks that go through Blog Talk have seen this has happened before. Yes, I was right. This a long music intro. Yeah, well, you know what? I do that on purpose. That's from grace. The intro, I made it long. I'm going to shorten it later on down the road, but I made it long to give time for incidents like that or for people to have time to call in. By the way, that intro is written by Mr. Joe Foxworth, member of the group Ozone, if you guys remember Ozone. Back on Motown, they had hits like Glasses, Gigolette with Tina Marie, and their biggest hit was Strut My Thing. So I thank Joe for giving me that track. And by the way, that track is rightfully called Conversation Piece, and that's what we're going to do. So let me open up the mics. First to my co-host, been with me for years and years from almost every aspect I've done in broadcasting, Miss Janet Davis, the lady of the house, I should say, Janet Pollock Hawkins.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
Michael. But we got to drop the Janet Pollock Hawkins Davis.
Okay, I will. Well, you know, those long moves are great. I mean, I like that, you know.
I did it because of a reunion and, you know, the family page. That's why I did that. But it wasn't for any other reason. I just want to let you know, I got allergies today, so.
Okay, can I get a vote from all the other co-hosts? Can I get a vote? Because I like that. I mean, it's like, you know, it has a flow to it, you know. Janet, Pollock, Hawkins, Davis. I mean, it, you know.
I'm in a wrestling ring. Or boxing. Okay.
Let me open up another mic here. I got another hand waving. 678-599. I think I'm pretty sure who this is. In fact, even though it's a 678 number or area code, I'm going to open up your mic. And I do believe this is my sister who's way across the sea. It seemed like that might be the Amazing Grace.
Oh, indeed it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, what happened
happy
to AOA?
Oh, she's got more than one. Trust me.
808
is
charging.
See? 808 is taking a rest and getting that. Yeah.
808 is charging for the concert tonight. K-Dub in the house.
Right. Okay. And if you don't want to share with us, for the listeners, you live in Hawaii, and share with us, what's happening in Hawaii tonight? Who's there?
It's called Ladies of the 80s. You got Taylor Dane, Sheena Easton, and our own K-Dub.
Oh, right.
Wow.
And for y'all who don't know who K-Dub is, it's Karen White. Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that should be. You know, Taylor Dane, I liked a lot of her songs. You know, I never was a big fan of hers, no disrespect. Sheena Easton, you know, you think about when she was at the top of her career and everything. You remember Prince wrote a song for her. Yeah, that was a big hit. You guys remember the big hit? And it was one of those songs that it didn't have any cuss words, but you knew what she was talking about. The hit song called My Sugar Walls. Okay, come on now. Hey.
Nope.
That was a big hit, you know, so, wow, that should be a hell of a show. Now, how much time difference are we? Now, we're in Atlanta, Georgia, but let's say just from, you know, from California, what's the time difference between California and Hawaii? Because a lot of folks think that Hawaii is in the same time zone as West Coast, and it's not.
No.
Because it's in the Pacific Ocean.
Hawaii doesn't participate in that East daylight whatever mm-hmm. time y'all have. We don't participate. But you guys are 6 hours ahead of me, and
wow.
California is 3 hours ahead of me.
3 hours. That's right. I have a son who is 10 years there.
Ugh. Earlier this month it was 5 hours.
Right.
Okay.
Because our
wow.
time went forward.
Mm-hmm. Daylight savings change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that should be a great show. So right now, it's 6:15, basically. Might as well say that. So right now, what time is it in Hawaii?
I have 12:14 Eastern time.
12:14
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a little afternoon. Just a little bit afternoon, mm-hmm. right? Wow. Mm-mm-mm. So Karen's got a lot of time to relax and check out things and this and the other prior to her going on the show.
Yeah.
That could be an awesome
the door
show.
30 days,
okay. That should be an awesome show. Three legends on stage there in Hawaii. That should be awesome. Now, are you going to share some photos or some video while you're there on your page?
No. You need to be here.
I need to be there. Hey, if I could, I would. Right. I can't travel. I ain't got it like you, my sister. I mean, Grace, come on now. They call you Amazing Grace for a reason, okay? You're amazing. You go to let alone go to Hawaii, of course you live there, but you go to Africa and see shows. You go to Dubai. You know, I ain't got it like that, sweetheart.
And as a matter of fact, I was supposed to be in Ghana right now. I was supposed to be in Ghana. But they pull in that stunt. You got to be vaccinated. They can keep that.
Okay. Wow. Well, look, enjoy the show. And thank you for joining us. I'm sorry.
I don't have to go to Ghana right now.
Okay. Well, I have to say this on air. To be honest with you guys, when Jay King's birthday came up, honestly, Grace offered to pay my airfare there. She really did, and everything for me to come for Jay's birthday. But unfortunately, I could not make the arrangements on my end with to let me off, and so I had to pass on that. You know, so, that's given how good hearted Grace is. So now, see, if you would have told me about the Hawaiian trip, I would have been like, well, look, damn it, write me up. Write me up. I don't give a damn. I'm going to Hawaii, and a friend of mine is gonna pay for it. Jeez, I'll see y'all when I get back. You know, I would have done that.
My mom was just here with me for 5 weeks. She's back in Atlanta now.
Is she here? Okay.
She went back
to state. Yeah. Okay. Well, look, enjoy the show. I'm sure it's going to be awesome, as usual. Karen always puts on a fantastic show, and looking forward to her coming. Well, of course, she's here in Atlanta, but, you know, this time of year is perfect time of year. I'm pretty sure many artists love, you know, the spring and summertime for these outdoor venues, these events. Concert season starts right about now, so, enjoy the show.
I think Shanti Moore is performing right now in Chicago somewhere.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's going to be performing soon. And then there's somebody else, I can't think of who it is, that's also going to be performing tonight. I have to look that up. But let me move forward with the show, you guys. We have some hot topics we're going to get to before we have our special guest join us at 6:45 Eastern Time. The legendary Ladies of Sky, that would be Denise, Dolores, and Bonnie. You know, these three ladies, these three sisters, I should say, which are known as the Dunning Sisters. Amazing story. Amazing. Just what they've done over, what, four decades, I think it is? three or four decades of music. Decades. I think it's four. Yes, four decades. For you folks who don't know what decades mean, that's 10 years and 10 years and 10 years. 10 years is a decade. And that's how powerful they've been from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And even today, these sisters, again, are still out there, still performing, and still keeping the legacy of the group Sky alive. And I don't want to get into detail of it prior to them coming on, because I did some research and I watched the entire Unseen episode last night, and today I watched it twice. I went back and looked at their history and everything, their stories, and it's just amazing. It truly is. Their love for the music, their love for, you know, I mean, just an awesome family. And what they do every Saturday is they get together as a family. Not many people can say that. So when they join us, we're going to get into the conversation. 6:45 Eastern time is when they're going to join us. But in the meantime, Janet, let's get to the hot topics. Political-wise, now I just saw where Donald Trump and two sons have agreed to come forward and speak regarding one of the many lawsuits that they're dealing with. They're willing to go ahead and speak about it. Have you heard this?
Which lawsuit?
That's a good question. There's so many. It's hard to keep count. Well, I think it's the one where it has something to do with The Apprentice. It goes back to the TV show. Now, when you think about that, they're going back to The Apprentice, which was many years ago. So it says a lot that they were crooked, and yes, I said crooked, before they even got into the White House. We already know that, you know.
Sorry, they are crooked. With the letter crooked, crooked.
They're like the name Mississippi, right? You know, crooked letter I. Okay, I'll just do that in there. But, I mean, even after this man is out of the White House, he's still, of course, he's going to be dealing with the legal process. And but he's still part of the GOP. He's still a feared individual in the GOP. But Mitch McConnell is not going to let that happen, according to an article. He's like, no, come on now. Donald, you know, you did what you did, and you're making it worse. You follow what I'm saying? That's what I'm getting from Mitch McConnell's camp. They're really trying to save the deal from Donald Trump. But there's a certain way you have to do this. Mitch can't just flat out say, Donald Trump, get the hell away. He has to do this in a way that it's not offending the voters. You follow me, the Republican voters, because I know many individuals who I work with who are like, well, if Donald Trump was still in office, we wouldn't be at war. First of all, I want to say this for the individual, and maybe that, you know, the old term, if you lay down with dogs, you wake up with fleas.
Amen.
Donald Trump kind of laid down with dogs for a moment, and understand why I'm saying that. He was telling us that, oh, well, I get along with, you know, with the North Korean president. I get along with the China president. I get along. We're all friends. We had a love fest. You know, we fell in love and everything. These type of terms I've never heard any president use speaking to the American public against a foe. And then with Russell, I mean, if I took your wallet, Janet, if I sold your wallet, I'm the only one in the room, and your wallet comes up missing, and you ask me, Michael, did you take my wallet? And I say, no, I didn't take it. There's no way in hell you're going to say, well, he said he didn't take it, and I believe him. Okay.
No, I would whip your tail.
There's no freaking way. There's no way. And now Donald Trump is saying all these things about this war would never have happened with Ukraine. Look, Vladimir Putin had planned this long ahead of time. It wasn't
Michael, Trump instigated it. Trump instigated this.
He instigated it. Okay. Well, I can kind of I do agree with it to an extent, but I'm listening to what he's saying of where he would have been the savior of the United States had he still been in the White House. That this war would have never happened. I do not agree with that.
NATO
really
would have been dissolved. The G7 would have been dismantled, and the G20. If he had stayed in office, because he was working on getting rid of them. He was pulling away from them and leaning more toward the communist countries.
So now here's the thing. Had he pulled us away from NATO, which are allies, right? Well, look at Ukraine. Ukraine is not part of NATO. So that's how come the United States is not intervening on a military or any other of our allies on a military type basis, because they're not part of NATO. Had the United States had moved away from NATO, and let's say another country decided to bomb some of our other bases or this and the other in other regions who don't have much defense, the other countries really couldn't come to our rescue because we're not part of NATO.
Right.
Anymore, right?
Yep, right, correct.
We have no backup. And that's the thing I'm trying to understand with folks who say, well, it's a good thing that, you know, that Donald Trump wants to do that and this and the other. I'm like, no. It wouldn't have been a good thing. In what way? And I'm just keeping it open for anybody who agrees with it that would have been a good move. In what way? Because now you see what's happening with Ukraine. And sometimes when your hands are tied, as much as you want to help someone, at some point you can't help them. I'll say it again. When you want to help someone, sometimes you get to a point you can't. And the United States can't go in there protecting Ukraine in a total military aspect as we would with our other allies, because they're not part of NATO. Can't ask other countries to come in and be involved into a war that country is part of.
We would have been into World War III, but a lot of people are saying we're already in the beginning of World War III, because if he conquers NATO, Ukraine, he's not going to stop there.
He's going to move forward into other countries, right? That's the fear. I see hands that are waving. I want to go ahead and open up these microphones. 346-274. I'm going to open up that mic, which I do believe that is Cotton Campbell. Cotton, is that you?
Yes, it is. I'm in the building.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome.
I missed you guys. I'm so upset I missed last week. Every time I look at that post, I feel some type of way.
Yeah, last week when we had Ellis and Kendrick on. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good show. My goodness.
Yeah, that was a great show. Great conversation. Great artist. And, of course, you know, in fact, Ellison might surprise us and he might chime in today due to the fact of our great guests that we have on. So how you been? You've been good, right?
I'm good. I am definitely good. I just finished a speaking, a level up event luncheon with some beautiful ladies. And so I was a guest speaker. So, yeah, and then I jumped right into this. So.
Fantastic.
Busy day.
Okay, so, y'all, that's one of our co-hosts. That's Cotton KC
Campbell.
Joining us, you know. So let me open up another mic. There's another hand that's waving. And we're going to continue these topics here. But I definitely want to open up mics for folks who are calling in and thanking for joining the show. 216-780, 216-780, welcome to the TMGS. Your mic is about to open. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Victor. Matter of fact, I was on with you and Valerie and Emilian that night. We were talking about Lynn Tolliver.
All right.
If you
hello, brother.
Do you remember
me? Joining me? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Now I do. Right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Great loss. Great loss of Lynn Tolliver.
Yeah,
but like
yeah,
they say, you know, never forgotten. And if not for Lynn, you wouldn't be hearing my voice right now, to be honest.
Right. I remember
you
were
saying
that night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So
he was a big
you have
part
a question
of radio here in Cleveland. Yeah, I was listening in, and I have to disagree with the young lady. Matter of fact, I want to salute my sisters. Good evening.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't believe we would, if Trump had been in office, we would have been in war. The thing that Trump was doing was these NATO countries were leaving the payment of NATO up to the United States. And one of the things that Trump was after was getting these NATO countries to stop paying, to start paying what they owe.
More.
And
mm-hmm.
Exactly. And part of the problem with this country is that previous to him, the four previous presidents talked it, but they never did the walk. And
mm-hmm.
and so many countries take advantage of us. I mean, this has been a part of his speech since the days of being interviewed by Oprah Winfrey, how these other countries were taking advantage of us. And
mm-hmm.
so when he came into office, one of the things he did, he put an end to that. Now we see China getting ready to make a move on Taiwan. North Korea is
mm-hmm.
acting up. The problem with lock 'em up Jim Crow Joe is that he and his family and so many people, not just him, but so many people in our government, whether they be black or white, Democrat or Republican, are so, so much corruption that a lot of this
mm-hmm.
money that goes overseas to these foreign countries come back to them and kickbacks. And I think we ought to get out of party politics. There's a guy here in Cleveland, used to have his own radio program. Matter of fact, he was on city council, actually ran for mayor of Cleveland. And I told him a long time ago, if we as melanated people, black folks, if we don't get the hell away from the Democrat Party, these people are going to destroy us. And as we watch what's happening across this country, most of the problems and the issues that we face is because of their policies. These people care nothing about us. I'm not here to say that the Republicans do, but the fact of the matter is we put too much into this party. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so let me intervene for a minute, just for a second, and I want you to continue. But I want you to – okay, so I like what you're saying because people ask me, are you a Republican or Democrat? Well, I can vote any way I want to, right? I can vote.
True.
Well, I mean, locally, if I like what the Republican is saying more than the Democrat, I can vote for the Republican, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to vote on one party line, what democracy is about. You can pick and choose
right.
what you believe in. So, and I like what you're saying. So when people try to back me in a corner and say, oh, you're a Democrat, I'm like, well, you'd be surprised how many Republicans I have voted for in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I like what their policy was more so than the Democrat. Now, granted, keep in mind,
mm-hmm.
which I'm sure you know, that really, which my dad told me this many years ago, blacks voted more Republican than they did Democrat back in the day. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right.
But see, now
yeah.
when we do the history, we look at why we are more Democrat compared to Republican. Well, you know the research and why. But here's, I have to stop with this and I'm going to let you finish. But you said a key thing. It's not about party anymore. It's about power, basically.
Right.
You've seen Democrats turn and become Republicans, and Republicans trying to become Democrats, because it depends on what playing field is going to give you the best power. You see what I'm saying? If you can change from being on this team, well, you know what? I'm not getting what I want on this team. It's just like any sports. They're not giving me what I want on this team. I'm going to go to that team because they're going to give me what I want. It's more money. There's no secret to the game. So my question to you, and I'm going to let you continue, how do you make that understandable to people in general? Because you're saying that we're stop following parties. At what point do you stop following parties and start following who is definitely going to represent you and not represent the party? Because that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things, you know, Dr. Claude Anderson has stated many times in years gone by about how black, so-called black leadership in this country have failed us. And when we start looking at some of these folks who've been in office, I've always said this, that, you know, if they're there 15, 20, 30, 40 year plus years, they're no longer there for the people. They're there for themselves. And what's happening is so many of them are there to protect a system that allows them to gain so much wealth. I mean, you think about some of these folks that went into office, Bill Clinton, when he went into office, you know, he wasn't making a whole lot of money, but these people are very wealthy. We saw what happened when Obama was in office, how these folks raised all this money to go down to Haiti to help these folks in Haiti. And these folks from Haiti didn't get not even a percent of the money because they took all that money. And it was,
Yeah, the money that was raised, right.
Right, right. It was supposed to help them. And, what you know, the thing that bothered me so much is that these people are down here suffering. And here you have politicians on both sides. You had George W. Bush. You had Bill Clinton, Biden, and Hillary Clinton, and all of them down there. No, people weren't down there to help them. They were down there.
Well, hold on.
To take
stop you right there for a minute. I want to intervene again. Well, look at Puerto Rico, which is it's not part of the United States per se. It's a territory of the United States. And you know the history of why that was so, because of the Cuba crisis and this, that, and the other. Cuba's so close and everything. Right. So we had to, you know, make Puerto Rico a territory, you know, so we had that barrier, right, that was going on. You understand what I'm saying, right? But look at what Donald Trump did. He went down there and threw paper towels at the folks and then didn't give no money to them to rebuild Puerto Rico. So it goes back to what you're saying. It's not about party. It's not about what party can do more for whether it's within the continental United States or any of the territories that we have, you know, is about the money thing. And Puerto Rico, of all places, I mean, that was a slap in the face, just like, as you're just saying, the slap in the face of other countries. Am I right?
Well,
money didn't go to Haiti. Haiti is not part of the United States. What I'm saying, Haiti is not part of the United States. Am I right?
No, but I think too many politicians and too many people in our government go into Haiti and do all kinds of dirty things. Now, what happened in Puerto Rico was that the mayor of Puerto Rico, of San Juan, if you remember, you can go back and check this out, all of the supplies that came into San Juan, Puerto Rico, to help those folks out was stored away into a warehouse, and the people never got it. There were some investigations that went place, and this is how they found all of that stuff down there in Puerto Rico. So people who run for office, we don't expect these people to be perfect. But at some point in time when you have folks in office and nothing is being done, and all we hear when you watch the news, the evening news media, and even some black melanated programs, all we hear is the race issue, which is just a cover for their lack of doing anything for us as a people. You know,
right.
Dr. Claude Anderson has stated that what we need to be doing is for ourselves, and I think that is the voice that a lot of black folks are having today, conversations that we're having today, because...
And I agree
because
with you, sir. I truly agree with you, but here's the problem, and I really want my co-host, Janet, to respond to what you said, because I'm pretty sure she has something on her mind. But, mm-hmm. And I agree with you. We need to address our problems, but here's the problem. We don't. We don't address our own problems. We make our own problems because we don't do so. You look at and that's something I'm going to get into a conversation later on. So we can always, you know, and I listen to many of shows on social media. I listen to shows on Blog Talk and everything, and I hear folks saying, hey, we need to have a conversation about this. We need to have a conversation, but it never happens. Here we do. Here we do, and I try to bring folks in here who really want to talk about the problems, but not just talk about it, find out how
solutions.
Can we solve the problems. And the key thing is, with the black community, in my opinion now, I can't speak for everybody else, in my opinion, we have gotten to the point we have no control of our children whatsoever. Whatsoever.
Yeah.
We have allowed social media, we've allowed companies and everything to not influence our kids, but influence the parents to give our kids and allow our kids to do the things that they do. You follow
mm-hmm.
me?
Yeah.
See, I'm 60 years old. I just turned 60. There's folks on this panel that are older and younger. And the thing is that where, in my opinion, when it comes to raising black kids, is different than raising white kids. There's no secret about that.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it's getting worse because when they said, you know, when you look at where, when you chastise your child, when you discipline your child, you can go to jail. Children will threaten their parents and say, you touch me, I'll call the cops. That type of bullshit, I'll say bullshit, was never allowed in the black household. Do you think I would tell my father, and Janet Davis knows, she knew my father, that if I ever even, mm-hmm. even tried to tell my father that mm-hmm. I will call the cops. Okay, go ahead. You'll be in the hospital, and I'll be in jail.
That's right.
See, see, at that time, we were like, oh, now you want to bring in the popos, the ones who have brought us down for years? You want to bring them in to solve this issue, and I'm your parent? I pay for your food. I pay for your clothes. I pay for your school.
Right.
I pay for everything that you do until you become a damn adult and do it on your own. But nowadays it's different. And nowadays it's acceptable. And we as black individuals can talk about it. But until we actually make a movement to solve it and correct it, it's not going to change. Janet, your mic is open. You have a comment?
True.
I'm having issues with allergies, sneezing.
Sorry. Okay.
Bless you.
All right. Bless you. Anybody else here? I see that we still have. Are you able to speak? You still there, Janet?
Oh, I'm sorry. You said what? What did you say?
Okay, I thought you may have had a comment on what my brother was saying.
No, not at this time. I'm trying to stop from sneezing. I have allergies.
You know what? Time goes by so fast. And I just looked at the clock, and it is 6:43 p.m. Eastern time. And it's just minutes, just 2 minutes before our guest is going to join us, our special guest, the legendary Ladies of the Sky. So, my brother, I really appreciate you calling in and we having that conversation.
Thank you
and
very
you're
much.
Sharing. Yeah, well, you sharing your thought process. You're welcome to come back on anytime. I always welcome great.
I certainly will.
Dialogue, you know what I'm saying? I truly welcome the dialogue and conversation with anyone that joins us here on the show. Wow, that went by quick, Janet. I thought we'd have more we could talk about, but we have more coming
no,
up.
Right. We never even got to the real topic.
No, we didn't. And that's what's so amazing about this show. And I want to say this before I introduce our guest. Here on the TMGS, you know, Janet does a lot of research. I come up with different ideas. We debate, contemplate, we go over what are we going to talk about this Saturday? You know, what's going on? We try to look at what's current affairs. We look at what's still going on in courts, what's going on in our communities and everything. But there's never a guarantee that we're going to get through every single topic. Never a guarantee. You know, and you call us sometimes, we'll come in with something. And I will sway to that conversation. You know, I definitely do because I find it interesting. Because I think that your voice is what's so important. I feel like hearing from you and giving you a platform to share your thoughts is more important, okay? And we can talk about it. We can definitely talk about it. But without further ado, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we're going to come back with our special guest. And special guest, I'm pretty sure that you're on the board. So do me a favor, wave your hand so I can open up your mic, okay? And once you do that, and as I'm speaking, I'm sorry, I'm looking at the board and trying to pull up something here. Open up your mic so I can see that you're there. And I think I just got a text. Oh, wait a minute. Who is that? Okay, I got it. Yes, I got you. I don't know why it did this. Let me refresh the board real quick, you guys. I apologize. Something's not working in my favor at the moment, and I'm trying to correct it. So, let's see. I got a hand wave. I'm going to holler at them real quick and say hello. 202-210. I'm going to open up your mic and let you say hello real quick while I'm working on this. I think that is...
Hello, Janet.
I'm sorry?
Hello, Mike. Hello, Janet.
Yeah.
It's L.A.
Hey. It's L.A. Hey, L.A. We're fine. How are you today? Thank you for chiming in.
Yeah, I think in the victim that you're talking to from Cleveland, he also worked for the federal government. And,
okay.
I've known him for a while.
No, I don't. And, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't work for the federal government. Where'd you get that from?
I thought you was a victim from Homeland Security.
From where?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, LA.
He do the East Cleveland. Chamber of Commerce as well.
Okay.
So I thought he was just good. Yeah, but...
All right. Okay, so I'm going to ask... I'm going to quickly do this. I just wanted to open up the mic for you to say hello. I see a lot of other hands that are being waved. So, you guys, get ready for our guests. We're going to take a quick music break, all right, because I'm a little bit behind schedule due to the fact that I had a little issue with Blog Talk. So, what I want to do is open up the show with one of their biggest hits. I mean, they've had dozens of hits, three number ones, and they're still performing live. So let's celebrate. Let's say hello, and let's party to this great jam here. I love this song because we're going to get into more of their great songs and a new single. Yes, a new single from the legendary Ladies of Sky. But here is Sky. And let's celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. That's Sky with Let's Celebrate. And this Saturday, we're celebrating the history of the Dunning Sisters. Y'all probably didn't know that that was their name, huh? The Dunning Sisters. Amazing story. Amazing background of these siblings that just had a love for music, their humble beginnings and everything, and just the legendary music that has been shared with their awesome voices, their awesome harmonies that to this day are still being listened to, not just through the songs that they recorded, but even songs that individuals have sampled, which I'm going to get into later on when we have this conversation, because I was listening, Janet, and I was just so amazed at, you know, how many songs have been sampled of these ladies and of this group. So without further ado, let me open up the microphone, and I want to make sure things are on cue. Unfortunately, Blog Talk is acting crazy with me today, so let me go ahead. And you guys, please put your hands together for Denise, Dolores, and Bonnie, the legendary Ladies of Sky. Hello.
Yay!
Here we go. That took about a minute, but anyway. Hello, ladies. Welcome to the TMGS.
Sure did. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's such an honor to have you on the show, as usual. You know, you've been on prior to COVID, which we'll get into that conversation, but it is it's so much an honor because I watched Unsung last night and a little bit today, just kind of refresh myself, you know, of what the history of the group Sky and then the Ladies of Sky was. And it's just an awesome and phenomenal story. It really is. Awesome and phenomenal story. So without further ado, can you introduce yourselves to all the listeners here and so they know who we're talking to in the conversation?
We'll be happy to. That little dog, I don't know his name, but this is Denise from the Ladies of Sky. I am the oldest sister of the Dunning Sisters.
I'm Dolores. I'm the middle sister.
Yes,
and I'm Bonnie. I am the younger sister.
Okay. It went awesome. Like, I'm certified a mental health first aider. And so I went through the course today, which was for kids. Right? So I want to be able to know what's going on with our kids, too. I want to know how to identify it a long time. So,
excuse me. Who's speaking now? Who's speaking now? Who?
One of their teachers was in the class.
Okay, I'm trying to understand who's speaking at the moment. So I'm going to go ahead and put everybody on mute so I make sure that I have the ladies speaking at the moment. And I will open up your mic momentarily. So let me mute everybody else. I apologize. Okay, so Denise, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me, Michael?
Yes, I can. I don't know who that was speaking. So I'm going to go ahead and mute. I'm going to go ahead and mute that microphone.
Okay.
Somebody else is here speaking. For all the listeners, let me ask you to do me a favor. If you're not speaking, please put yourself on mute. All you have to do is hit the number one on mute on your phone and mute yourself for the quality of the show. All right? I truly would appreciate it. Okay. Denise, now, are you there?
We are here, my
absolutely.
Okay. I was trying to get an introduction of all the sisters. So you introduce yourself. Bonnie, I heard you, but if you don't mind, can you repeat it? And then, of course, Dolores. I didn't get to hear her.
All right. Well, we're going to start with Dolores then. Go ahead, Dolores.
Hi, Michael. This is Dolores. I'm the middle sister.
And again, this is Bonnie. I'm the youngest sister.
And I am Denise, Michael. You know I adore you and I love you, and I love the Michael Gay Show forever and ever. And I am the oldest sister of the Dunning Sisters, Ladies of Sky.
Fantastic. So, you guys, you are listening to all three. Someone asked me, said, you got all three of them on the show. Some people didn't realize the three of you were sisters. They thought, like other groups, that you were put together like an En Vogue type thing. You know what I'm saying? Like a Supreme type thing. But a lot of people don't understand. No, you guys are siblings. True sisters. Have you ever had that happen before?
Well, you know, we've had situations where people have been surprised that we're sisters, but we're very, very fortunate that, and it's interesting, we once worked with a group of women, the girls that sang with Rick James, as a matter of fact, and they helped us to really appreciate the difference between working with a trio of females or four females just simply put together out of the blue, and the amazing camaraderie that then transcends and happens when it's three sisters. And I'm sure that Sister Sledge, the Jones Girls, you know, every act, the emotions, every group that has operated or worked together with sisters, it's a very different dynamic and a very different experience than four women or three women that are just put together for purposes of creating, you know, a group.
And we look alike.
Well, when you three sing together, you guys sound just so amazing. I mean, honestly, I mean, I went back, as I said, I always try to do some research in my homework, you know, whenever I have guests on, and I was just so impressed that, especially the unsung story. You know, a lot of times you hear unsung stories and there's a lot of bad vibes or negatives within some of the band members, right? But in your story, there was nothing negative with the band. It was the issue with the labels. Am I correct?
Yes.
I mean, we were very fortunate, Michael, that even though the guys were not related, you know, but they had all gone to school together and, you know, had played, you know, together for quite some time. So there was already a family dynamic, you know, in the works. And so you are correct. There was no angst between any of us, but it was just, you know, sometimes it is what it is and it's the record label, like you said.
Right. Just for the listeners who didn't have the opportunity to hear you on the first time we spoke with you, which was pre-COVID, give us just a little background of the Dunning Sisters, of your upbringing. And I know there's a lot of story to it, but for the folks who don't really know the Ladies of Sky, the group Sky, they hear your music, I'm sure, every day in some form or fashion. Because I'm going to get into that because I talk to some young folks and be like, I've never heard of that group. But then I'll play, because, of course, I have all your music with me, ready and in hand. And when I play it, they're like, oh, that's them? You know, they're in shock. And then they start thinking, and I have to educate them. I'm like, you know that song that you like by so-and-so? That was a sample, which I'm going to get into that too, you know, because your music never has died. It's still continues. So if you don't mind, give us a little background about the Dunning Sisters and how they became the front women of Sky and now the legendary Ladies of Sky.
Oh, well, I think it still is a fascinating story when we tell it to this day.
we were born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. Our dad was from Orangeburg, South Carolina. Our mom was from Little Rock, Arkansas. And we were raised in Lafayette Gardens Projects, prior to that, Gowanus Projects in Brooklyn. And we led what I think is a pretty common existence. We had our mom, our dad. Our dad worked. Our mom stayed at home. Mommy sold all our clothes. She used to make our little slips and, you know, all our little dresses and stuff, and made sure that we were always kept clean and neat at all times. And they were people who really appreciated music. So we were raised around, you know, daddy's stereo and 78s and 45 records. Some folks might not even know what a 78 is, but those were what records used to be pressed on back in the day. And daddy appreciated various artists, Arthur Prysock, you know,
Ray Charles.
We listened to everybody growing up.
Yeah.
And we went to schools in Brooklyn. Our background is interesting in that even though we lived in a Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn, which is definitely a community of, you know, made up of people of color, we went to school in majority white neighborhoods. And as a result of that, we were exposed to music programs, very rich music programs that I think sort of set a bit of a platform for how we ultimately became the Ladies of Scott. So we used to sing in choruses. We used to sing in talent shows all throughout high school. We actually had a band that we worked with. It was a fourth member of me and my sisters, when we were known as Sounds of Soul and Dyla Ray. And as we progressed through high school, we had this little band that we worked with, and then came the ultimate moment when we had the platform to meet the gentlemen who ultimately became our producers, Solomon Roberts and Randy Muller, at Miss Black America New York State Pageant in 1973. So, you know, we had a beautiful, amazing upbringing. We are very fortunate that we have mommy and daddy, and, you know, we're taught how to live right, how to live proper, how to live with standards, and with excellence. And, you know, I really have to thank my parents for, I think, part of the success that we enjoy to this day is a result of the bar being set really high.
Most definitely. Yeah, most definitely. So with that being said, you mentioned Solomon and Randy because I, as I said, I watched the whole thing, and but your future change, the future change for the Dunning sisters when you went to Georgia Avenue. What was on Georgia Avenue? Since I live in Georgia, I had to bring up that street.
What was on Georgia Avenue was actually Solomon's house. That is where Solomon lived, and that is where we rehearsed. That is where we got shocked by electricity in the basement floor, you know, hitting those microphones on concrete floors. That's where we made up our steps. That's where most of the music was recorded at. And again, that household was a mom and a dad,
yeah,
as well, and aunts, mom, dad, aunts. That was a family atmosphere as well. So not only were we fortunate enough to have that family atmosphere in our own household, here we go, and we're rehearsing somewhere where we're calling Solomon's mother, Ma. So, you know, it was also a family atmosphere where we were allowed to be creative right along with Solomon.
Wow. I had to ask that question because when I watched the whole thing and when they said Georgia Avenue, I'm like, isn't that odd? I live in Georgia and this is where Solomon lived. And this was called Hole in the Ground Studios. Am I correct?
Yeah. Well, Solomon, you know, when we think about it now, it wasn't an opulent, very opulent basement. It was literally a little hole in the ground,
right,
for sure. But, you know, it was a centerpiece for the community because when we would rehearse, of course, in the summertime, you know, we'd have the door wide open and the music would waft up and down the block. And so that mm-hmm. would bring a lot of the neighborhood kids would come in and sit on Solomon's steps and watch us and listen to us. And they also served the dual purpose of being store runners.
Right.
And we'd give them, we'd give them $1, $2, go get yourself something
store.
And bring us something to drink as well, you know. And again, with Solomon's parents' blessings, Saul's father actually was a pastor, but he, you know, really supported us in terms of putting this group together. And not only did a lot of music emanate that originated with Sky, but VT Express, Brass
mm-hmm.
Construction, Crown Heights
right.
Affair, all of those Brooklyn-based groups at some point, you know, received the benefit of that basement, that hole in the ground studio. So from very primitive beginnings, you know, we didn't have an SIR. We didn't go to SIR studios, which if you've got any New York listeners, they know that SIR is one of the, you know, premier rehearsal spaces in Manhattan. We only went there when we were ready to tour. But, you know, we did everything creative for the band Sky came out of that basement. And I have to say, when Saul sold that house recently, you know, it was a sad day.
Yeah, you know, I have to agree with you. SIR became not just in New York, but even here in, well, not here, but in California. I was fortunate to go to a SIR complex or compound. Amazing how big their places are in certain regions.
Yeah.
Major music videos that are concert music videos are done at SIR. So that was amazing. You have some hands that are up. If you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and let some folks go ahead and ask a couple of questions before we move forward. Because I have a few more. And, of course, we're going to have some more fun with some of the questions and comments. I have a 816-915 has their hand up. I'm going to open up your mic. What's your name and what's your question and comment? First of all, your name and where are you calling from? Welcome to the show. 816-915, your mic is open. Okay. They wave their hand, but they're not saying anything. I guess if you take yourself off of mute, I can open your mic. Obviously, you have yourself on mute, so I'm going to go ahead and mute you back. Okay? So let me go ahead and open up the mic to 202-210. I do believe that's L.A. L.A., you have a question or comment for the legendary Ladies of Sky.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
we can hear you.
Hear
just speak more. Yeah, speak a little more into your phone or mic.
Yes, I enjoyed the interview so far, and I didn't have any questions or comments.
Oh, okay. Well, fine. You had your hand up, so that's cool. Appreciate it. I'm going to go to 216780. I'm going to open your mic. Do you have any questions or comments? And tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, once again, this is Victor calling, and just had an opportunity to speak to the ladies. And hello to the ladies of Sky. How y'all doing?
Just fine, Victor. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Question I have. Concert venues. Here in Cleveland, they had at one time what they called the Front Row Theater. It was, you know, more intimate. And it was much smaller venue than, like, some of the Coliseums and things of that nature. Did you all like performing in the smaller venues, or did you prefer the real large venues? Because you know, there were a lot of good performances that acts that came through through the Front Row Theater, and I really enjoyed it because you were really there and up close mm-hmm. To the performers all the way around the entire auditorium.
More intimate.
You
right?
know what? I love that question because we just recently did a performance at in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at the African American August Wilson African American
yes.
Cultural Center.
Yes.
And by comparison, it is about a 500-seat venue.
Yeah.
And we found that to be very enjoyable because
mm-hmm.
it's a more intimate room, and
right.
it allows
all the people. You can see, you know, the people in the audiences. You're not like looking at people way, way far off, or trying to connect visually or eye to eye with someone that's in row 25 up in the bleacher. When you're in a smaller venue, you get a chance to like really have eye to eye contact with people on
right.
this side or the left side or the right side, and you can, you know, like visually connect with someone because it's a more intimate venue.
Good point. You know what? That's a great question. I've shared this story before when you ladies
yeah.
were, well, I know Dolores remember me sharing the story way back in the day at the Roxy Theater in Hollywood, California, when Sky was performing, which was an intimate venue, and I'll never forget it. She was singing the classic song, When You Touch Me. I was in the balcony, okay? But see, the way that theater was set up, the balcony kind of like overextended where you're almost hanging over the stage.
Right.
And, I mean, Dolores was doing her thing, and I had to stand up, and I was looking down, and I was, like, singing along, and she looked up at me, and I looked down at her, and my girlfriend snatched my ass and set me down in my seat, like, what the hell do you think you're doing? I'll never forget that. I'm telling you. You know,
oh, my
that was
goodness,
you know,
I love when you tell that story.
Me too.
I love that story.
And so that's the beauty of a smaller venue.
Right, right. And, in fact, who was there that night? Larry Graham was there that night. So it was a great
yes.
show. But that was a good question because, and which I was going to get to something similar to that as far as audience, you know, larger venues and really indoor venues compared to outdoor. The season's coming for outdoor venues, right? And I'm sure every artist really loves that outdoor event, I would think. I want you guys to, or you ladies to respond on that. But I want to go ahead and keep opening up the mics of the callers. I see, I think I opened up the mic to, let's see, 346. Oh, well, that's Cotton. Cotton Campbell, my co-host. You have a question or comment for the legendary ladies of Sky?
Of course I do. Of course I do.
Hi, Candace. Hi, baby.
Hi. Man, I love Denise so much. She called and checked on me. You have no idea what an honor it is when such icons and legends, you know, you get the opportunity just like this to have this conversation so you can tell them how much they change things in your life as a young person, listening to the music and dancing in your room by yourself and thinking you them and you on the stage with them. You know what I'm saying? All of that.
You
in concert. This is a private concert. I got Sky
so
in the house
cute.
And it's just me and them. But my
so
question
cute.
Is, my question is, did you guys ever have, like, arguments that put y'all in a bad place, like, right before you go on stage?
No.
No. Oh, Lord, no. No. Oh, Lord, no.
First of all, stuff is too moving too fast.
Yeah.
You don't have time to have an argument.
You know what I'm saying?
I can remember one time where, personally, and it had nothing to do with my sisters, there's never been a time where, you know, the three of us have been at any kind of odds, you know, prior to a performance. But I distinctly remember when we were really hot and heavy on the road and we were barely having time to get into the next room. It's like those nights where you did a gig, you got right on the tour bus, you went straight to the next city. You barely had enough time to sleep. By the time you got into the next city, it was morning. You had barely enough time to walk into the hotel, shower, maybe, because now you had to do promo stuff. And I remember, I'll tell you all this very funny story. I remember coming into the lobby of the hotel, and our manager said, "You guys, we got to get ready because they're waiting for us. The limousines are waiting for us to take us to this particular interview." And I came in, and there was this woman standing there, and I said, "Where's the elevators?" And she kind of pointed to the elevators, and I was, like, so annoyed. I ran upstairs. I got in my room. I took my suitcase. I hurled it across the room because I was so tired, and all I wanted to do was just have 5 minutes to myself. And I quickly changed. I'm sure I did the little bird bath wash up. Don't think, y'all, we were running around stinking. But, you know, I washed up real quick and got back downstairs. And come to find out, the woman who I was barking at was the A&R rep for the record company. And I was like, "I am so sorry. I was a little bit out of pocket." And she was like, "No, I understand." And it's her, that was Lynn Green. I don't know if you guys remember her. She was very sweet, A&R with RCA Records. And, you know, it was just a moment in time. But we always tried to not be in a bad place before a show. That's like the worst.
Oh, I love that.
And if you are in a bad place before that show, once you get on that stage and that music starts, you're no longer in a bad place.
Right.
It's just something about
that's
performing
nice.
That
yeah.
takes you out of that, you know?
Right, exactly.
I just want to say real quick, I just want to say that I love you guys so much. And we, you know, as listeners, we love your music even now. Like, you're still in my playlist. So I listen, yeah, just like you came out yesterday with a whole new song.
Let me quickly shift gears real quick
because the board is full. There's a lot of callers here. I've opened up my some calls had dropped, and I see that they're calling back in. One of our co-hosts, of course, the lady of the house, Ms. Janet Davis, her call dropped, but she's back. But I've opened up mics in order here, so I want to give everybody a chance to ask the questions of to the ladies of Sky. I do have a mic open up for, let's see, this is Grace. Grace, do you have a question or comment? Your mic is open. 678-599. Okay. Grace is not there. So let me go down to another person here. I know that has been waiting to speak. They've been on hold for a while. 904-553. I think I know who that is. What's your question or comment?
Yeah, hey, Michael. Hey, queens of sky, ladies of sky, gods of the sky. How are you guys?
Oh, so sweet.
Show love and support.
Thank you. We appreciate it. What's your name?
Valerie.
That's Valerie.
Denise Jones.
Valerie, you're here to give Bonnie her pride. Bonnie is waiting. You didn't get my information, Valerie. You didn't get my information.
Oh, I love it.
Sorry, Valerie. We didn't recognize
you
before.
I'll
send it to you on the low. I want my prize back.
Yes. Yes. I promise. I'm going to honor that. You guys bless me so much. Thank you so much. I do have a question I wanted to ask you guys. I want to kind of piggyback on the caller before me because I was going to ask some questions. I always like fun stuff. She said, you know, she asked a question that I was going to ask. If you guys get, like, stage fright still, because, you know, sometimes it's like an old and new audience. And then also, would you consider any cross promotions with any of these younger audiences? I know they don't speak. They speak in acronyms. And you know, they're partial Android, but would you consider a cross-promotion or collaborations with any of these young artists coming up? So that's two things.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? I'll tell you. As far as the stage fright question is, there is always a moment of edginess for me. I can't speak for my, I think it's important to have a little bit of an edge before you get up there, because you don't want to be too confident. I mean, we're pretty well rehearsed. 9/10 of any comfort level on a stage is being very well rehearsed, such that you're kind of on autopilot. But there are always variables once you get up there. Like, for instance, the air quality makes a huge difference in your voice. Very good, Bonnie. Very good.
Can you hear yourself?
Sound.
That sound-wise, that is, you know, like that, like Dolores said and Denise said, it's the air quality. Is that air conditioning going to be blasting,
mm-hmm.
and am I going to get a frog in my throat when I get ready to sing this song?
I know. Is the air super dry? Is there a lot of dust in the air?
Is there a rug on the stage?
Is there a rug on the floor?
Certain things,
believe it or not, can alter how you have to approach the performance itself. You know what I mean? So, no, stage fright, no, but there's always that little
checklist.
Edge of nervousness, which usually dissipates after maybe the first two songs.
Right.
Like after we get past the first song and we get that amazing feedback from the audience, we know we're doing what we're supposed to do, then we're like, yeah, let's go. We're on autopilot, right, and we're good. As far as collaboration, it would be amazing to do just that. I mean, I think we have something to offer in terms of our unique harmonies. Because we're sisters, you know, we have a uniqueness to our harmonics that only sisters can provide or give. But it would have to be certainly an artist that kind of respects the boundaries of good taste.
Yes,
and
good language.
And good language, yes. That falls under the category. And, I would love to do it. And, I mean, we don't even mind being background vocalists, you know. We think that would be something fun, and we could lend something a little nostalgic sound. Somebody did that. I can't think right now off the top of my head.
You guys were background vocalists in the beginning of your career for Brass Construction.
Yes, for Brass Construction.
That is correct.
Yeah.
We were background vocalists for Brass Construction. Charles Erland, I don't know if your listeners know who he is, but Charles Erland was a very well-known jazz artist. Mark Radice and another gentleman by the name of Raphael Cameron. We started out as background vocalists for those artists.
So you guys have come full circle in a sense of being where you were background vocalist. You then went on to be with, of course, the group Sky. Now the Ladies of Sky. I think it would be awesome if anyone who's listening to this show that you put these voices together right now on any project that you're working on. If you want a harmonic sound, if you want, you know, that awesome blend of great voices, they're right here right now, to be honest. And I'm not trying to interrupt the flow, but I have to bring back in my co-host. Her call had dropped. I'm sure she has a question or comment. Janet Davis, welcome back. Go ahead, and I have a few other folks who have their hands raised. Please be patient. The board is full, so I'm trying to open up your mics as quickly as I can. Janet, welcome back.
Hi, Denise, and hi to your sisters. Listen, with allergies today, but I just want to say
join the allergy club, Janet. Join it.
Yeah. So I was just like Michael. I looked at articles, I listened to your songs, and I watched Unsung, and I feel like your music is just timeless. It takes you to a whole new level. You know, it's just like it's unbelievable. And I was just wondering, I know that now that COVID is kind of like dying down, and are you ladies, are you touring? And if you are, will you be coming our way anytime soon to the Atlanta area?
Well, I want you to know that we are working on all of that very hard. We've been getting a lot of calls. As promoters, as you know, the whole COVID thing is making live performances in venues large and small, very fluid, and everybody, and in different cities and different states, you know, you have different rules. And so promoters are being cautious about what
right.
they're doing. They're not just flinging the doors open and saying, let's do this, but we have been getting quite a few phone calls, and we are just waiting to solidify some stuff. And I tell you, the moment we know that we're coming anywhere near Atlanta, GA, believe you me, we're going to let all y'all know, and I want to see every single one of y'all face. I'm going to put a big kiss on you. You better be prepared for a hug. That's all I got to say, okay?
Hey, no problem. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks, Janet.
Okay, so let me go ahead and go down the board here. There's a lot of callers here on the board. It's amazing. A lot of hands up. 816-915. I'm about to open your mic. And the time is now 7:30 p.m. East Coast time. And we have roughly 30 minutes left on the show. And this is just amazing, all these calls that are coming in. So 816-915. I see your hand is up. Welcome to TMGS. Welcome to this conversation with the legendary Ladies of Sky. What's your name and where are you calling from? And what's your question or comment?
Good evening, Lady Justice.
Okay, I'm hearing something in the background, so if you can put that background noise to really not a minimum, just delete it and speak up a little bit more into your microphone, okay?
Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Is that better?
Yes, much better.
This is Lady Justice in Kansas City.
Lady Justice, how you doing?
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Oh, my goodness. We're happy to hear from you. Thank you.
Hey, you know what? I just wanted you guys to know that you guys have helped me through life. I was going through a rough time when I lost my mother, and listening to your music, It did something to me. I really appreciate you guys more than you even know.
Thank you so much.
Thank
and
you.
I have to tell you that that means so much to us because we are and have found ourselves deeply concerned with the well-being of people, the fact that people have gone through so much over these past couple of years. And you know, in addition to people continue to go through so much, just mm-hmm. to share with you, I have 5 friends that are all going through dealing with their elderly parents with dementia in particular. And so my sisters and I are starting to look at mental health issues, and we may be doing and sponsoring some discussions going forward that not only focus on our celebrity, but also shine a light on some of the difficulties that individuals are going through. And I'm telling you, you make us feel so good to know that just hearing our music kind of gives you a little bit of sense of, you know, presence and sense of sanity. And we appreciate that very, very much. And I hope that all of that continues to be on the upswing for you, my dear.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Lady, just go ahead and finish out because I definitely want to segue into something, but go ahead and finish. I apologize.
That's okay. I hope you guys really do go and dabble into the mental health sector because I have done that myself. So I've gotten certified to be a mental health first aider. I just took a class today and got certified to work with children as well. So I'm ready. I'm ready to hear what you guys got to say. I'm ready to be on board with what you guys are doing. Let's go.
Oh,
okay.
We love it. Well, thank you. And you know what? Mm. Bonnie and Dolores both have grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and they're my kids. I just didn't birth none of them. But we really, you know, understand the necessity for, you know, strengthening family ties and also addressing those types of issues. So let's, by all means, you know, try to pull something together. Michael, if you can, you know, maybe help us tie in with that person at some point, We would love to talk about maybe doing something positive in that vein.
Yeah, I know Lady Justice. She's been on the show before. And the thing is that we're, you know, I would love, and this is an honor, as always, to have, you know, legends, to have a conversation. Me, personally, I've been blessed to meet a lot of great individuals over the years, as you know, Denise. But to me, I love them as friends. I don't look at them as celebrities. I know they're just people. And this is what they do. You know, this is their job. You've been blessed. All three of you have been blessed to entertain us. But I know that you're regular people. You know, you have feelings. You have thoughts. You have everything. You're not machines. But for you to share your talents and your struggles and this, that, and the other in an industry is a blessing. But then again, I have to respect the fact that you went through it and you're still here and you're still enjoying what God gave you, a blessing of song. So speaking of song,
thank you, Michael.
I don't want to go through the whole hour and not play any music. So let's get to the music. So I'm going to have to go ahead and squeeze it all together because we have some great songs that the listeners need to hear that are classic, number one hits. Here's some information for you guys to understand for the listeners. For three decades of hits, the 70s, 80s, and 90s, nine hits, and three number one singles. I don't know many rappers who can say that unless they're like a Jay-Z. And then again, I want to go into the sampling, and I'm trying to squeeze this all together. The song Here's to You was sampled by a group called Lawless. I'm sure others have done that. Real Love, a group called Nappy Town, a guy called LB, and a guy named Jamal Jr. sampled the song. Jamal, look, don't ever do that again. I'm telling you, if you listen, don't ever do that again. Trust me. I'm not going to go into the details. I'll give other folks a chance to my brother. Don't destroy the song. Okay, the song High. Dr. Dre and Too Short. Mac 10. Dr. Dre had Let's Get High. But they sampled Sky. Call Me, oh my God, has been sampled 13 times and counting. Too Short and Little Kim. In fact, Blackstreet and Jay-Z, Two Live Crew, OC and Ross Collins. And when I talk to people and I say, who are you talking about when I say Sky? I'm like, you don't know the group, but you know the music. So what I want to do, I don't want to keep too much time. I want to go ahead and play the music and then let you ladies share with us your thoughts about how what you have given the music, I mean, your voices, your style, just like the song says, your voice, your style, your personality, has really been an effect on music and genres all over the world. You see what I'm saying? When they say that, when labels said, oh well, the genres, you know, the music scene is changing. No, it hasn't. You just took what the general that was happening right now and you flipped it and you sampled it to a different beat. That's all you did. So without further ado, I want to ask Denise, please introduce this classic song, Here's to You. And how did that song come about?
Oh, my goodness. So that Here's to You, I'm telling you, has become, I believe, in addition to Let's Celebrate, one of the anthems for Sky and for Ladies of Sky, because it's one of those songs that celebrates people in a positive way and, you know, views other individuals. It's a celebratory song, and it views other individuals as worthy of being toasted, shall we say. And so this song, I'm telling you, was it's a favorite no matter where we go. People shout out if we don't. We get to hear to you early in the show, by the way, so that besides Call Me, of course, but Here's to You for sure is one of the most popular songs that, you know, is requested by audiences. So I am very happy to say, you know, thank you to all of your listeners out there who appreciate this song. And hey, why don't we dedicate it to all the listeners today on the Michael Gay Show? Here you go. Here's to you.
as one of my favorite radio stations would say, Aces Back to Back. Welcome back to the TMGS, the Michael Day Show. Yes, start of a romance, and hopefully that we're starting a great, great year here because, you know, I'm just honored again to have the legendary Ladies of Sky
as our special guest here on the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show. Thank you guys, all of you who have been tuning in, you folks in the chat room who've been listening in, all the callers. I mean, this is so, such an awesome conversation here with some great, great living legends. And I want to go ahead and ask them a few more questions. And for you guys that have been waiting to ask questions, I've tried to get you in here as quickly as possible. Hopefully we'll have them come back on again, because it's never, you know, an end to these conversations. There's never an end to these conversations. There's a new single by the Ladies of Sky. Am I right?
Yes. What an exciting thing for us. We had an opportunity to, well, I don't know whether your listeners are aware, but the French love American funk music. And we've been in contact with many, you know, different French promoters and producers over the years. But the French production duo AP Connection reached out to us and some other famous R&B legends to collaborate on some music. And we were fortunate enough to be chosen. And Austin and I wrote the lyrics. And, of course, the Ladies of Sky are doing the song, the singing. And I think it's an amazing song and exclusive. We've got a remake coming out soon, Michael. You'll be the first to know. So, but I hope everybody likes it, because a good song is a good song.
All right. So please introduce the new single from the Ladies of Sky.
Ladies and gentlemen, Love at First Sight by the legendary Ladies of Sky.
Million to one chance, a million to romance with the man of my dream.
Wow. Oh.
know if you try.
Love at
Haven't you had enough? Welcome back to the TMGS. That's the legendary Ladies of Sky with Love at First Sight. Hey, haven't you had enough? Haven't you had enough? I love that line. Haven't you had enough? It's almost like saying, Negro, aren't you tired of these same? Haven't you had enough?
That's right.
Come on, man. Come on, man. That was the purpose
of the exercise, Michael.
Yeah. And I love the way it ends on that. That's awesome. Hey, look, we only have 5 minutes left. And the thing is, I really want you ladies to please share your contact information for all the listeners worldwide of how they can keep following the legendary Ladies of Sky on all your social media.
Well, of course, we have www.ladies, L-A-D-I-E-S, of Sky, S-K-Y-Y-E-P-K.com. We've got our Instagram page, the official Ladies of Sky. You can always contact us through our dear brother, Mr. Michael Gay. And, of course, our manager, Austin Kwame Wilkinson, direct number 347-645-1061. And listen, Michael, as always, it is like the maximum pleasure to be with you, my darling. I'm glad that things worked out. We were supposed to be doing something else today, and fortunately I said, is it all right if we come on to talk to you today, Michael?
Oh,
and you graciously agreed, and I love you so for that. Thank you, baby.
No questions about it. It's always an honor. I've been looking forward for you ladies to come back on. You know, the last time we spoke was just before COVID, and I'm glad we're all able to speak again. We got 3 more minutes, and I definitely want to give everybody a little sample of the number one hit, Call Me. But, hey, please come back on, ladies, and don't feel like you have to come back on.
Well,
Dolores, okay.
Yes,
I'm sure your sister already told you that, hey, you can move here to Atlanta anytime you want to, okay? All right. And then put you into your corner real quick, okay? Anytime you want to come to Atlanta.
Anytime. Okay. I love it, Michael.
I heard you got a new crib and everything, but you should have came here to Atlanta, but we'll talk about that after the show. Anyway, without further ado, you guys, thanks to all my co-hosts, all the callers to the TMGS. You know I love you truly. And coming up next week, we have a great conversation, great guest as usual. We're going to talk about the gaming industry, the $1 billion, the many of individuals, black individuals, who buy into the games, but they're only 6% of the creators. Maybe you want to chime in and listen to that conversation, and let's figure that one out. Hey, thank you again for listening to the TMGS. Thanks to my guest, the legendary Ladies of Sky. Thanks to Austin Kwame Wilkins. Man, love you, my brother. We'll talk to you soon. Tune in next week. Here.
Bye, Dave. Bye, Austin. Love y'all.
We love you, too. Love you.
Love you.